Welcome to the advice corner. 9 times 6 only matters when you're counting someone else's money.
That is profound.
I'll be here all week.
I like it. That is good advice.
Yeah, we're going to start dishing it out, all right?
Hey, I got plenty for you.
Flash arrives, which simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... You can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
All right, dude, I want to get off the deep end a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know.
I don't know where to go or what to do.
Well, we kind of tapped on something or how people, you know, receive the news these days. Well, this is a little strange to me. What the mainstream media is feeding us as news.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so... You know, there's things happening, big things happening in the world. And one of the major headlines was how this is the first time since the 90s that less than 10 million people have watched the Oscars. I don't know, but I kind of feel like it's tied in with the whole Epstein thing that hasn't been talked about in months.
And ain't nobody forgot.
You know, I think people are kind of...
You know why that lived? Well, I see it every day. Like, it's still to this day, there's always somebody out there
posting
sharing the meme.
Yeah, or one something. I saw a new one today.
Yeah, I mean, there's... Epstein this, Epstein that.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about it anymore.
And so, like, just to hijack you just for a second.
Yeah, hijack away, man.
Memes have, like, really become, like, knowledge currency as far as, like, internet, like, publicly or privately.
Yeah.
A meme, which is just a picture with maybe a couple of words, right? And you share that information with someone, and, like, someone knows exactly what you mean.
Yeah, knows just, exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a little thought currency.
Yeah, no, I dig it.
And it's like the best way to transfer information.
It is, 100%, I agree. Because think about it, you remember, I can quote you memes almost as well as I can quote you old commercial jingles.
You know my favorite one?
What's that?
Just because I work with somebody named Doug.
Do, do, do. Or what is it?
I remember watching that, but was it got the bird? What's that bird's name? And Doug. You know what I'm talking about? Was it Progressive?
Yeah.
What's that? Limu, emu. And Doug. Yeah. I like doing that to Doug.
Yeah.
Every time he walks, because my office is like right when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Every time he walks in, I'd be like, E-moo, E-moo, and Doug. Yeah. And he's the kind of guy, he's got the best laugh. He's one of them. Like, I don't know if he thinks it's actually funny or if he's faking it, but it's...
Yeah. It's good for you. You laugh. It makes your day better.
Yeah.
That's all that's important.
I like messing with Doug. All right, hijacked you again.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, I think it's falling into... People are starting to wake up, dude. I think there's a small, getting larger group of people that are starting to be like, hold on. Where is this Epstein trial? Where is this Maxwell trial? Where is all this?
Huh.
What's going on? What's happening? We ain't heard about it. Hadn't heard nothing else about it. It's almost disappearing like COVID.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah. It's poof. It's like swine flu. Do you remember? Do you even fucking remember swine flu?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember bird flu?
I do.
What about this big one? Ebola.
Dude, yeah, I remember Ebola. That was they all come out in particular years too. Have you ever paid attention to that?
Yeah,
that's interesting as well.
And you know how long they last?
For a cycle.
About 18 months. Mm. About 18 months. We're over a year now. Maybe a year and 3 months, I think we are. So we got 3 more months of trying to get rid of the mask mandates. And we're almost over we're almost done with vaccinations. We're almost ready to restart life. But Epstein still didn't kill himself.
There it is, boys and girls. Yeah, to be honest with you, I didn't even know the Oscars was on last night.
I had no idea. I just saw that headline, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's what's important right now. Nice. I care.
And I think I saw one post about the Oscars today on my newsfeed.
I didn't see one.
And it was making fun of it.
Good. Good. I like it.
And I think it was in that like same vein as like the Oscars. Nobody cares. Or, you know, nobody just something cares. Simple.
Yeah. Cause man, we found out that our actor heroes are weird ass pedophiles. You know? And they're all like fucking sex crazed weird, I don't know, man, like pedophiles. They like bathe in little kids' blood and
wow.
Yeah. Well, dude, you know it came out about Ellen DeGeneres. And then it disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I was looking for my jar. You know what it's labeled? It's full. The Times Alex Jones was right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's been right, dude. He's always... I've been a
fan. No, he's had these...
Well, yeah, the reptiles.
Sandy Hook.
Weird. Yeah, Sandy Hook. That was a little strange. He took that wrong.
Well, yeah, he was way off base.
Yeah. I think he's apologized a few times for that.
He has. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, though. I can't believe that he hasn't just come out as a comedian yet.
Well, there is that conspiracy that he's Bill Hicks.
I mean, yeah, and he plays into that now.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard him on podcasts being asked about that.
Yeah.
And, my God, I love watching him on a podcast. I love watching, I'll go to InfoWars sometimes.
Hell, yeah.
But you know why? It's like watching wrestling to me. The dude is entertaining. Yeah,
they're putting fluoride in your water. You got to buy my water filtration system. You can get it at InfoWars.com.
Yeah. InfoWars.com. I mean, say what you will about the guy, but most of the stuff that he spews out,
there's some weight on it.
There's some weight on it.
Yeah.
And you might not see it for like a decade. Yeah. But then boom, there it is. You'd be like, oh.
Huh. Look at this.
But then every now and then, like, he's like severely wrong. But he keeps riding it almost to the point of like, is he being satirical?
Well, that's how he's got to spin it once the point he finds out he's wrong.
So like,
shit.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, if he come out as a comedian, like, and let's just say they booked him in Jacksonville, Florida. And by the way, did you see anything about the latest UFC this past weekend? 261.
I saw that they were having it.
15,000 fans in capacity, sold out crowd. It was electric.
I wish I'd have watched it now.
I mean, go back, just like look up like highlights.
Yeah, I can go see
it. Man, it was unreal.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. And you know what made it awesome?
What's
that? It was some of the best fights. Like,
well, they've had a lot of time to train.
I think it was, well, they've been going the whole time. You know, they ain't quit. They've just been doing it on Fight Island or whatever they want to call it. With no crowd. But like the best thing about this was the crowd, even though the fights were just insanely good.
Who all? was...
You had Usman and Masvidal. You had my girl, Thug Rose. She won the title.
Nice.
Dude, Jorge did the same Anderson Silva injury to where he kicked somebody, and that bone broke and his leg wrapped around.
U-turned.
Yeah, and then when he came back to get his foot and he tried to put weight on
it. Oh!
Yeah. It was gruesome, dude.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
I hate to miss those.
Yeah, those freak accidents, man.
Because I like to watch those car accident videos on YouTube.
Except...
YouTubes.
You know, I've seen those injuries in football to where that happens and the bone breaks skin.
Yeah.
Like, seeing a limb being, like, jello like that, like...
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as, like, seeing that bone break out.
Yeah, like, I don't like seeing bone protruding out of skin. That's weird.
Yeah, it's not cool.
People can... You know, you can die from that if it stays out long enough.
I imagine so. That'd be a hell of an infection. Probably get your bones infected or something. Mm. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Tell you one thing, though.
I'm a sociologist.
Yes. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
All right. What else?
Looking for the Kiltons coming in. Man, aside from that bullshit, I hear from many a military intelligence that they're planning a big UFO event very, very soon.
What do you think about those little Tic Tac drones that have supposedly been like hanging around our Navy ships? You seen videos? And
I think it's probably some kids, man.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Have you seen videos on
it? I haven't.
Watch the way they fly.
Really?
It looks like gravity is not understood the way that we understand it. It flies funny.
I'd watch it. Yeah, I haven't watched it. Check it out. I've seen about it.
But just check it out. It's been happening for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, they hadn't released it until recently, though, right?
Well, you know how things are.
Well, even if they release it now, it's probably because they've already figured it out. And that's why there's probably
They still don't know if it's a... if it's compromising national security.
They don't know what it's recording.
They don't know if some say Russia, some say China, some say alien. You know, nobody can know for sure.
Only people that would have that kind of technology would be China. I don't think Russia would have that kind of technology.
I don't know, maybe not.
Russia's still basically in the dark ages, from what I understand, or what they tell us.
Yeah, I mean, who really knows?
Yeah, who knows? Same way with, North Korea. Oh, they're so far behind us, they may be like flying cars over there, man.
Ain't no coverage, is it?
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, I'm sure that, the U.S. is still, even as bad as things look right now, United States is still one of the best countries to live in, except for maybe Canada.
Canada's a police state now.
They just free with the weeds.
Have you seen what happens to you if you go outside without a mask? Police will beat the shit out of you.
Oh, I'd be whooping the shit. I can't go to Canada. I can't go to Canada right now. Well, they got that fucking public
health. That's not like national. That's like Montreal.
Oh, I was about to say, I'll fuck a mountain man up.
But yeah, there's...
Like, get off that fucking mule.
There's a lot of videos of... and they've been coming down hard on Jews and Christians for worshiping.
Oh, in Canada?
Mm-hmm. And showing up at services, 30 cops and shutting the service down and, no, you're not going to do this.
See, I haven't... I'm not in the know on Canada.
Mm-hmm. See?
Then I'll go to Finland.
See, you might want to look that up, too.
Oh, Finland's rough, too. See, I'm just not in the know, man. I'm outside of the know.
And
Maybe I should just stay here.
It's for now.
Find a good rock.
What do you think about vaccination passports, though? You might not be able to leave.
Man, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. I'm not getting that vaccine. I'm not. I don't care if they make me. I will outlaw every state I'm in and, like, jump that motherfucker. I don't care. I'm out. If it comes down to that, dude, like, uh-uh. I'm not getting it. I don't have any plans to get it.
Follow-up question?
And I don't care if they make us have passports or not. Sorry, not sorry.
Why is that? The conspiracy theorist in you, or I mean?
No, I'm not. I'm not against vaccinations. I'm just against this new one that hasn't. I want to give it a few. I don't even take the flu vaccine, man.
I took it one time, and I got the flu that year.
No, hell no. Then I don't know part of it. See, and I'm thinking like most people that get. It's not the same kind of vaccine.
Look, a flu shot's a flu shot.
Yeah.
And plus, like, once again, I'm not a damn doctor. Or
yeah, I'm not a doctor.
Virologist.
Yeah.
But, like, what I understand of the flu is, like, they're guessing what strand it would be this year, you know? They don't, because they don't know.
Yeah.
If they get wrong, you know, it's just a shot.
They just gave you a shot of the flu, a microdose. Yeah.
So, you know, with everything that we know about this is why I'm hesitant, is... It's not a vaccine if I have to get it again.
Yeah. Booster shots.
Yeah, that's about. You know, that's just
Them vaccine just cards. Shot. Them vaccine cards got 4 slots.
Really?
Yeah.
You put a little.
No, 2 COVID slots and 2 other slots.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 2 more vaccines coming, brother. 2 more is coming for something.
So it'll be a third. You have to get a third and a fourth.
Third and a fourth.
Yeah.
Because everybody, have you not seen a vaccine card?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got a vaccine?
No. I don't have a vaccine.
How the hell you got a card then, man? Let me get one of them.
Magic.
Did you print it off?
No. It came from the place.
We're going to have to turn this damn recorder off. You're going to have to tell me how you got that thing. We'll go to that later.
I've been thinking about that, though. I spent a lot of time with this, so I haven't been able to figure everything out yet.
Yeah.
But every one of those shots, because everybody likes taking those dumbass selfies. So I was putting your information out there, and I was like, I'm looking at their shot number. I was like, thank you for the reference.
Yeah.
And I have enough references to be like, okay, I know which ones have been used.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
So yeah. I'm still learning how these vaccine cards, so thank you for continuing to take those selfies.
Yeah, thanks.
Big help.
Yeah, you're helping everybody out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no plans on getting in, and if they, I guess I'm just going to wear a mask forever, man. You know, if either like you can't come in here without a vaccine or a mask, I just fucking put a mask on until I get inside and then take it off and be like, I have my vaccine. Where's your vaccine card? Oh, fuck, I lost it.
It's going to be like a damn Social Security card.
Yeah.
Or driver license.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm scared of what we're going to, man. We so freely handle over
what's crazy, though, is like that card ain't going to matter so much. Like, even with it having... 4 lines, who says, you know, that could be for if they screwed it up twice. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But it's going to come down to an app.
You think so?
You're going to have your information, and it's going to be like a little barcode scanner, and that's how they'll know or they won't know. It ain't going to be about a card.
You talking about with like an RFID chip?
You know, the same thing, like, for, like, a Venmo wallet, you know, if you want to give some, you know, you pull up your little barcode scanner.
Yeah.
And then someone can scan it, send you some money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would see it being like that. They would be able to, pull your app up. And that would be the idea of, like, a vaccination passport.
Yeah,
I don't think the card matters so much, man. Yeah. I'm sure they're telling you, like, you know, keep up with it, like a certificate of birth or Social Security or whatever. I mean, I'm sure there's folks out there getting it laminated for God's sake.
99.9995% chance of survival. And they ain't even done, they doing the test on the vaccine right now. I'll take my chances.
I don't know. I can't remember if it's, so we're recording this on Monday night.
There's full moon.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, full moon tonight.
Okay, I'll check that out later too. But, so there's an episode dropping tomorrow, Tuesday, which this is useless knowledge, but, and then Wednesday, but I talk about this, on there is, I don't know if they're connected, but some of these shots have been like lowering testosterone and sperm count for males, and then for females, infertility, it's been making their period, like the time shift, like it's just periods out of whack.
Yeah.
And then for some women who have went through their menopause, they got a period. Which usually only means one thing. Cancer.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if those things are connected. And what's crazy is, like, you can't even sue the vaccination company. You can't sue Moderna or Pfizer if anybody. You lose a loved one over it.
Yeah, nope. It'll be one of those things, after the limitations on that, they'll have a class action suit. Did you have the Moderna vaccine? And blah, blah, blah.
You know, that's what I'm afraid of. You know, even I'm not saying that, I mean, that's a conspiracy theory at this point, right?
It is, right?
That's how it'll be labeled. But even like,
it's real world fear, though. Like, that's a fear of mine.
Yeah, I don't, like, personally, I don't want to get it.
I don't either.
Like, I'll joke about it with people. With people, I can joke about, like, some people, like, really take it serious.
Yeah, they're, like, really serious about
it. And, I mean...
No hate on them. Yeah. No hate on you for taking it serious.
Yeah. I mean, it's your health, man.
And take it as serious as you feel.
Especially if your doctor told you to get it. Yeah. I think you should listen to your doctor.
Listen to your physician.
But, yeah, man, it's not something that I want, just because, I mean, worse, I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean,
I'd rather take my chance on the thing rather than the prevention of it at this point, which sounds insane, but
yeah. We also got to look at it as even if, you know, everything works out with the virus and you don't get it, or you do get it, and let's say you were to pass away from the virus, it's been my stance since the beginning. Is these plagues come around because there's too many people. And if it's my time to go, because of this plague, I have to go and I shouldn't fight it.
There you go. That's my thing too, is...
Because it's better than the planet. If I go, it will better the planet. Because the planet's trying to rid of excess.
That's a worldview.
That's my opinion.
Well, let's just take that spin. Is, man, I got a better chance of dying in a car wreck than I do of getting COVID.
I mean, you may get it, but you may never even know you have it.
You have
a better chance of dying in a car wreck than dying of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just, like, as much as I'm on the road.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have way more of a chance. But you're also in contact with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So that's another... I mean, who... I'm so ready...
And that's the thing about fear.
Yeah.
And, like, liberty, freedom, is what is life about? And that is something you have to define for yourself. Life, yeah, to me is about taking chances.
Yeah.
Right? It's about betting on myself.
Yeah.
And trying to build a prosperous future for my family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And hopefully to be a good help in my community, in my neighborhood, you know, to look out for my neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. Look out for your fellas.
That's right. And that's what life is about for me. I don't have any room for fear. I'm not scared. Like, Like I said, I could die. Man, I could die tonight. I could just drop dead of an aneurysm. I mean, it could literally happen.
I hate for it to happen while I was here. Yeah, but then I'd have to call somebody and deal with it. I don't want to do all that.
Same, man.
I know.
What the hell is y'all talking about? Gave him a brain aneurysm.
Well, we're just talking about how...
No, I'm just saying, like, the guy who comes up to write the report, like, at first, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, John McGarity, he's a witness, and he's also a suspect.
Suspect.
Going to get a biopsy bag. What did this guy give him? Drop dead of a brain aneurysm. What the hell could they have been talking about?
Man...
The show would go left undone. It would just record.
Yeah, it would just be recorded. Be left on record. Kind of like we left it on red.
I had to look back to make sure we were recording. I got paranoid.
Yeah, I was looking to make sure that the thing was moving and stuff. Man, I don't know, dude. I had a friend, or not a friend, but a guy, a boss of mine, Jerry, my old service manager at Carl Hogan, he told me one day, it was like second day, day number two of the icepocalypse, after we had went, you know, there was still snow on the ground, but it wasn't snowing anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was off work that whole week for it.
And, well, we went to work, and I'm like, Jerry... We ain't gonna hardly do nothing today. He's like, well, we've got to eventually get back to normal. We've got to eventually start getting back to normal to ever be able to get back to normal.
That's kind of profound.
We've got to, dude, going along with COVID and everything. Eventually, we're gonna have to fucking get off the titty. And quit trying to circle the teat and get this train back rolling.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? This is a nationwide thing. Like, dude, in Starkville, everywhere is hiring.
Everywhere is hiring. That's why I told Brianna.
There are so many jobs out there.
I'm like, I'm not worried about finding a job when we get up to Memphis. I have no fear of it. And I'm like...
I'm with you, man. Like, you know... Florida never really had a mask mandate. Florida, for the most part, really didn't even shut down.
Yeah, they never even really did anything.
And now you look at their numbers all throughout 2020 up to now, their state has kind of been in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, they never really got high. They never really...
What's crazy is then watching like Texas's numbers since they lifted the mandate, even Mississippi numbers since the mask mandate was lifted, and now some of the towns and municipalities have lifted the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
What are the cases doing?
Going down still. Well, you know, they also try and attribute that to the number of vaccines being given too.
Sure.
I'm across the street from the vaccine site, and a lot of those cars,
I'm not going to say that it doesn't work.
No.
You know?
No, neither will I. I mean, it's work. It works if you work.
I'm just worried about what else it might do.
I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, the chemical castration through the shot kind of thing. And that's big time conspiracy. That's like going real deep.
That's kind of where like my thing went, right?
Yeah, that's where you were going.
Lowering the sperm. Yeah, that's where I was going. You know, that's conspiracy, man. That's what we're here for.
I've heard it, and I don't know about that. I know that this virus came around because there's too many people. There's too many people on the planet, dude. We're going to overload the planet with people.
What about the conspiracy that it was just straight up evil?
I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
It wasn't unleashed out of a lab in Wuhan?
I don't think anything would be allowed to happen that hasn't gone through at least the creator.
Dude. I like the way that was put.
I don't think anything will happen that hasn't gone through the creator.
His eye is on the sparrow, they say.
That's right.
He cares about the sparrow.
Yeah.
What does he care for you?
So he had to sign off on the COVID at some point.
You know, it's a big thing on like theology as a whole. Like, This is interesting. And I think the way that you put it was perfect. And I, like, from my Judeo-Christian background and, like, from my studying of the Bible,
yeah,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Check this out. To take it one step further, who is the God of this world right now?
The God of this world right now is the Christian God, wouldn't you say?
No, it's a little g. This is actually pulled from Scripture.
Really? What is it? Let me help you. Help me out.
The God of this world, little g, Satan.
Huh.
This is his domain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, this is post Christ and his victory. But this is the way things come until Christ comes back. Is like, and then we're going to have the grand finale. But right now, this is the devil's playground, literally.
Yeah.
When people say things like that with like a busy or, all the ways they put it, is a Roman mind is the devil's playground, or, you know, what they say about
Idle
mind, yeah, all the different ways. But it's his playground already. He is the God of this world until Christ comes back. And then it's over. He's gonna crush him.
Yeah.
And right now, like, we... And not to try to proselytize, but, like, with nature, and this is how, like, I came to realization that I believe that God's real. And that God still interacts with his creation. It's like we live in partial glory. Heaven is complete. You're completely in his glory, in his presence. Hell is the complete absence of God.
Yeah, and we're slowly getting there, I'd say.
Well, I mean, it's a real place, so.
Yeah.
And so heaven is in God's presence. Hell is absence of presence. Like, so, like, the burning, gnashing of teeth and all the god-awful things that'll happen there, that is because of the absence of God. I've never met anyone in my life, they could be going through the hardest thing. I have a friend, he has been, him and his wife, and their three boys, their youngest daughter, died in a horrific accident. They're both Christians. It's been rough. I've been following their story. It's been going on for over a year. And they still have joy. They're still... Is it easy? No. But they're so open about the pain. And it's so easy to pray for them. And it's been... You know, I've been walking with them. You know? And they have that joy. They have that peace. I couldn't imagine trying to do something like that without God. And it's... The reason I know why they can is because they have... They know God. And that's the thing, that's a beautiful thing about Christianity to me, is there's a difference between being religious and actually knowing God.
Yeah.
And experiencing God.
You are right on
that. It's a very beautiful thing. But like he reveals himself to us in nature through other people. I love the rainbow, man.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful promise that he gave.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, so... but right now, I mean, we're just partially in his presence. He partially deals with us.
Yeah.
In hell, you'll never be in his presence. In heaven, you'll permanently be in his presence. That's what scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Is, dude, if this is just partially being in his presence, and I like life and being on this earth is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And to be a part of his glory, and I'm part of his creation, I'd like to spend eternity, because that seems like a god-awful long time, with the one who created it all. That seems like a great idea to me.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds fantastic.
And like, as I've said before, is like, if everyone lived by the Ten Commandments,
wouldn't have any trouble.
Wouldn't have any trouble out of anybody.
And that's the thing, man. It's, we're so afraid of everybody. Nobody has compassion anymore. We say we do, but instead of going around doing a community food drive, like the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, there's community food lockers. Completely impersonal. No community interaction. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take our extra food and drop it off at this box. Hopefully somebody that needs it comes along and grabs it. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you know, we'd go gather the food in the morning, and then we would go deliver the food in the afternoon. When we were Boy Scout, or when I was a Boy Scout, that was the way we'd do it. And we knew the people that gave the food, and we met the people it went to. Creating a sense, there's none of that left, dude. Like, you know, my community where I live is pretty close. Like, we like our neighbors. They like us.
It's run out. And I don't know. A lot of the things that were being done on local levels like this through the federal government is, I haven't seen it in, I think, a month. I think it finally ran out. But there were a lot of local churches in this area. And I couldn't say what they're like in the city, yeah. But a lot of homes in this area were getting food boxes.
Yeah. I know some people that got some.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever read the letter that came with it? Know who it was from? Just take a guess.
Who's that?
45th president.
Old 45?
Mm-hmm.
Old Trumpy?
That's right.
Trump. Yeah.
That was part of the relief, and I was told by one of the church leaders that that's about to dry up. I wonder why, but and I don't know if that money used to be able to do that. I don't know where it's going to go now, but that was doing a lot of good in my community, and so I hate that that's gone.
The church right across the road from us gave us a bag of food this winter.
That's Fairview.
Yeah,
that's a good church.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that go there. They're good-hearted people.
Yeah, the lady that brought us the food, I didn't quite understand. You know, I thought they were, like, handing food out to the needy, and I'm like, hey, look, we're fine.
No, they were just reaching out to the community.
Yeah, that's all they were doing.
They was just wanting to get to know you.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, because I saw this a lot when I was in Grand Bay, like, with some of the ministry that we were trying to do.
Yeah.
Is... And it literally happened to me one day. I actually cried when I walked out of the restaurant. We were doing a lot of door-to-door knocking because we were starting this Saturday service. And, you know, it was like 6 o'clock on a Friday evening. And for some of them, you know, we would actually feed the people. And, you know, we were inviting people. And I was excited about its growth. And I was excited about the outreach. We were going door-to-door. And we were eating at Sam's Super Burger. That's a little restaurant that is popular in Grand Bay.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and we were celebrating just everything that God was doing. You know, there was like the service was growing, and we were talking about that. And the guy sitting next to us was an older man. I guess he would be in his 60s, and he just interrupted us like mid conversation. He said, "Hey, I live here in Grand Bay. Why don't y'all come to my house?" Well, that shut me up.
Yeah.
And I just looked over there at him. I said, "Sir, where do you live?" He told me. I said, "I'm sorry, but as far as I know, we haven't worked that area yet. But I'd love to come to your house." And, you know, he kind of scowled it up. He's like, "I didn't ask you to do it. Just because I brought it up."
Yeah.
"You know, I'm just tired of all this bull crap y'all do."
Yeah.
"Y'all doing this all for show." And I was like, "No, it's a misunderstanding, man." He's like, "Y'all ain't never been to my place." I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, dude.
I got out to the truck, man. I broke down.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, I had not done any ministry in that part of town.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it was those kind of things, man.
Yep. No, I understand completely. Yeah, I think we need to not worry so much about what's happened federally. I think we need to get back.
Let's back on the local level. I'm not blaming 46. I'm not blaming Joey B.
Yeah, he's doing
like what he believes to be right, you know. And yep. I pray for that guy. You know,
he's our president.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he is our president, and
I wish him
the very best.
That's right.
But I think honestly, as a society, we need to focus more on our neighbors.
I'm with that, man.
Focus more on our community.
I'm with that.
And you know, that'll make the whole United States better if we focus, if every community does what it can to improve itself, it'll make the whole country better as a whole.
I want
to
give you this image, is the power of music. You been out to any live events lately?
I've been meaning to hit a couple, but I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Been to the Burning Piano, I guess you could say that's a live event.
It is.
Yeah.
What goes on every Friday night at Munson Brothers is a live event.
Yeah.
And I've been to several. I've been to a festival. And, you know what I saw? A mass of people. Different skin colors. Some wearing their mask. Some not wearing a mask. They all had one thing in common. They were all having a good time.
Yep, just having a good time. And I think if we just do that and not mask shame people, because most of the people that wear their mask... And
either
mask,
way, don't make fun of somebody for doing it, and don't shame someone for not doing it.
Yeah, don't shame nobody, and don't make fun of them, yeah.
Just let the other person do whatever they're going to do.
But now I will make fun
of someone not doing it properly. Okay.
I will make fun of the chin strap, the earlobe.
I already know where I'd like to go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons, they're so vast and wild. Neural synapse snap in your back, flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu, waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, and I've seen God, and I'm just fine with leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I like to stay there permanently.
But yeah, I don't know, dude. I think we've forgotten about, they took away our family, and we should have been like, fuck that, fuck you.
You know, we're coming up on the 20th year reunion of something.
What's that, sir?
In September. On the 11th.
Oh, yeah, of... Where were you when the world stopped turning?
That's a little Alan Jackson for you.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about it here on the show, and regardless of what you believed happened, innocent people lost their lives.
Innocent people died.
And, you know, just we're going into May, and like more than ever, my prayer for this country is, of course, unity. And like just throughout to September is like, think about that. You know, like pull up an old news article, read some of them names, you know.
Yeah.
That was somebody's dad or son, you know.
Yeah, or something.
Daughter. Somebody's mama.
Yeah.
And then the firefighters and the people that were running in to try to save folks. Regardless of whatever you believe.
Yeah, whatever you think happened, it's still all those people that were in there died. All those people that were, all those firefighters that passed away.
Yeah.
All those first responders, they still died, whether you believe it was real or whatever you think. It's still very, very bad. And, you know, we had that good community vibe for months.
It should have. I think it's the episode before this one. Man, it should have been an Off the Deep End because we brought this up too.
Yeah.
Is, man, just think about some of them images. That was molten steel. Do you remember some of that stuff? It's hard to find some of them. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's like a river of it.
Yeah,
like underneath the rubble.
Yeah. Just hot.
Destroyed, man.
Yeah, it's hot.
And like, do you think, and I like, that's what I'm saying, is like, we got to work so hard at this. We got to work so hard to just be a better neighbor and, you know, just be better to each other, because like, when that happened, that kind of helped unify the country.
But we don't need another catastrophic event like that.
I don't want another act of terror to bring us together like that. We should be able to do it on our own time, in our own way, right?
Well, that's why Project Blue Beam, look it up. I'm not going to get into detail because it's too deep.
Okay.
There's talks about mass hallucinations, huge holograms at the end. Like, before we lose a lot of control and a lot of our rights, there's going to be like mass vision of like maybe Jesus. It'll start with aliens. Yeah, man. I don't know if you can really believe the conspiracies or not. I want to believe some of them. Then again, I don't, because, like, that just means that there are people that empower that are actually out to get us and don't have our best interest at heart, and that's scary.
I'm about to blow my mind a little bit.
Well, Project Blue Beam, I guess we can get into it. I mean, it is pretty deep, though.
Let's go, because this might just be two episodes. I don't know.
Man, we got a... So, Project Blue Beam, it's where there's an event. They even say it was kind of part of one of the World Trade Center conspiracies, is that they used a hologram to show planes flying over the top of a bomb. But that's, you know, if you want to get down in the conspiracy stuff and whatnot, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because that goes way too deep. The 9/11 conspiracies.
Yeah, I'd rather not. That's...
And it's too played out. It's tired. You know, everybody knows. They either believe it was an inside job or it was just a catastrophe. I want to go with it was just a catastrophe at the end of the day.
Right. So.
Perfectly planned. But nonetheless, Project Blue Beam. They're saying, like, in order to try and unify us, there's going to be, like, mass sightings of UFOs, maybe even Jesus in the sky with a message.
Is it going to be blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus?
I think it may be. Probably not going to be Iraqi Jesus or whatever the case may have been.
Just give me a Jewish one.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
Yeah. And I'm afraid, dude. I'm afraid because we've so freely was just like, yes, we will shelter in place in our home because of this deadly, deadly, deadly virus. It turned out to be not so deadly. But it was deadly. 1% of the planet's a lot of people.
Yes.
1% of the planet is a lot of people.
Gonna have to dance on this a little bit because this will literally get you banned.
But yeah,
love you, Bill Gates.
Love you, Bill Gates. You're the best. I'm afraid of what's going to happen because we just so freely handed over everything. We handed over the keys of the kingdom.
Who is we?
The US world? People at large.
I mean, it's...
And the world. We basically handed over the keys of the kingdom to the government.
Well, the way I see it is like it wouldn't... It's this idea of, like, it's not really a silent majority. But there's a lot of people who said, I'll do what I have to abide.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do the FU list real quick.
And
there's a ton of them. So, like, not everybody was down for this shit, you know?
But we all, whether you were or not, you still had to comply.
To an extent.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. You still, just to an extent. But the thing about it, man, is I stayed at home. I held my job shut down.
Mine didn't. Dude, and I was fresh out of ACL surgery. Dude, I ain't been around nobody, like the physical therapy people, like during all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I started going back to work. And then they implemented the mask thing. And then, like, things got a little crazy. Like, this was back, like, you had to wear your mask in the physical therapy. Like, when you got your temperature checked. then you could take it off. And then it didn't matter. And then it got more strict, and then it got more strict, and then they started shutting things down.
Yeah.
And then that was like, I really couldn't believe just how quick everything just kind of shut down.
Just stopped.
It really did kind of blow my mind a little bit. Like here in town, like, I mean, you go down to the gas station, it didn't matter if you had a mask or not. It really wasn't mandated here.
Yeah.
A lot of people did it at first. And then most of them would tell you, I ended up getting the virus anyway. So I was like, well, you know, you already got it. Can you get it again? Supposedly.
In
I heard a case of somebody having double COVID. Is that like double pneumonia? Do you get it in each lung? How the fuck does that work? There's a lot of weird stuff. Like, I'm always hearing about a new mutation.
There's always going to be something. It's like I said earlier, eventually.
But like, once again, like, even about hearing all these new mutations, I'm glad, like, you know, like, states and cities are beginning to lift these mandates and reopening their economy. And not saying that, you know, if you want to continue to wear your mask, wear it.
Wear it, by all means.
But, like, we got to get back.
Yeah, like I said before, man, that in order to get back to normal, you've got to start getting back to normal.
That's pretty profound, really.
I thought that was one of the best things he ever said to me.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I don't know, man. I think we really need to take a step back and stop being so afraid. Because what's really to be afraid of is way scarier than a virus. Because just wait until, you know, we were talking a little bit about maybe an RFID chip.
We were.
Was that recorded? Did I dream that?
Did you do it while I was taking a piss?
I did talk about something while you were peeing. I can't remember what it was, though.
Confessions.
Yeah. Dang, that's terrible. But no, we were talking about...
I don't know if that was...
You know, having a barcode scanner thing.
I don't remember.
You weren't talking about the...
I was talking about an app.
Yeah, you were
not
talking about an
something
app,
physically on
not
the body.
Like a mark.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's where we're going to, though. Like in Idiocracy, you know, they had that damn...
It's funny you bring that up. It's a hell of a movie for the time, ain't it?
It is, dude. It's so close. We're so close. Like, we're changing the language. We're changing the way we communicate. Nobody hardly talks or, you know, uses standard communication anymore. I don't even know what you would call it. Not like proper grammar, but at least conversational grammar.
I don't know.
I'm afraid the dumbing down of society has started. We're afraid of everything, wanting to stay in the house. I think it's all starting to fall. Idiocracy is starting to become more and more of a documentary every day, dude.
And that ain't gonna be me, man. My life didn't change because of COVID. Like, some of the things that I would normally be doing didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I was still carrying on. Like, you know,
Well, you know, we still podcasted through it, even though we'd ask each other, you sick? Nah. You sick? Nah. You want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, and that went on not long.
Yeah, we only did that a little while, like maybe a month.
And, I mean, even with, like, me and Monk never stopped. I did more interviews with musicians during COVID than I really took advantage of the situation, to be honest.
Yeah, because they didn't have anything to do. And they're like, hey, you're sitting around at home. You don't want to give me a call?
Yeah.
Or can I come by?
Yeah, I'll ride over.
I don't know.
That's the thing about it, though. Like, with this, is there's a real chance. With all the shows that I've been to, it's been an incredible turnout. Like,
'cause people are ready, dude.
Man, just go to your local open mic. Just look out. Just look how hungry people are, man.
People are ready.
You know, people are ready for that. I think, just looking at numbers, I mean, granted, I do put out more content now than I used to, but like during the pandemic, like everything bumped up.
Yeah.
So I think people are bored, but people are also like, oh man, human interaction.
If you were a go-getter, you was still going to go and get even during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's the way it turned out.
Cause like
I got two jobs during the pandemic.
That's the thing about it. That was my fear, was like everybody losing their job and then like not anybody being able to find a job, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I never drew a dime of unemployment. I didn't even get the one stimulus until I got my taxes.
I didn't either. Now, the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I still got to pay Alabama.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. No, I don't have to pay anything. Zero balance.
Did you?
No.
I always try to break even, but I always end up owing.
I didn't owe anything because I didn't hardly make any money this year because of COVID. You know, two of my jobs basically got canceled.
Yeah.
And then one of them I quit right before the Rona, which it would have got canceled anyway. But I'd have been able to draw that sweet-ass unemployment.
Yeah, I was a little jelly, for real.
Yeah, I mean, sit around and watch cartoons for $800 a week. Or go work on cars for $800 a week. At that time when I had a way to get it, I took them cartoons and that.
And for a lot of people, that was actually more than what you would be making if you was at work, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah, no, that was what I'm... Yeah,
it's like getting a raise.
That's like, man, we're going to eat steaks tonight, bro. Yeah.
Every Friday night is steak night.
Steak and shrimp.
Oh, we do a little surf and turf.
Yeah, we doing a surf and turf tonight. Yeah, no, I thought it would do something that it hasn't done yet. I was hoping it would build a hunger. But it hasn't.
A hunger for what?
Better. Thriving. You know, $800 a week. You can pretty much live on that.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't nobody talking about no, hey, I got this lawnmower business I started.
Well, I got three friends that got laid off of their job.
Yeah.
Or quit their job to start their own business, and they're all successful.
Yeah.
One does concrete. One does, home renovation, or if you want, a deck built.
Yeah.
Even frames homes now.
Really?
And one clears land. No, he's got all the, if you need your land cleaned up, holler. You know? We're going to be doing several things coming up. This will be at Munson and Brothers, which I got the party here, May 8th, if you want to come.
I'll be down. Yeah, I can come down May 8th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, I'll already be up.
Probably, we're going to start cooking. See, the Stiftones are coming to town. They're going to stay with me for a few days. And that's the day they leave.
Would this be an all-ages event?
Yeah, kids are welcome.
Okay, Zoe doesn't really count, but yeah.
Yeah, whoever wants to come. And if enough kids want to come, man, I'll get them a jumper. Give them something to do, you know.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna cook. I'm going to invite some musicians out. We're going to play on the back porch. Everybody's going to be outside.
That's going to be balling. I'll be down for that.
And, we're going to try to get some crawfish and do a big bowl. And then we'll do hamburgers and hot dogs and pizzas.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure everybody
has something to eat.
Yeah, because, God, I don't know what the turnout will be. It might be 10 people. It could be 100 people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've thrown a party one time, and it looked like my backyard was a parking lot.
Yeah.
We pulled off some crazy things here. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm putting the word out there. If you want to come, you can come. Just hit me up. But we're going to do that here. And it's free. If you want to donate, we're going to split the pot with the Stiftones. And we're going to give them some gas money. And, you know, if they want to play, you know, you can tip them. And then if you want to just give to me and what I'm doing with the record, that's an option too.
I got you. Yeah, still getting a lot of traction on that record. I like it.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on one more song and going to move to the next phase. And then at Munson & Brothers, all those businesses that I brought up, hopefully we can all agree. One of them has started barbecuing. And so he's going to cater the event if everyone agrees to do it.
Yeah.
And then I'll invite a musician or two. And we'll have, you know, a show at Munson's. All those businesses put it on. You'll have barbecue and music. And all proceeds go to the record.
Yeah, no, that would be cool too, yeah.
Yeah. Or we'll split proceeds. I haven't decided. It just depends on who all's on board. We'll pay the musicians too, but that'll come from sponsors.
Stiff.
So, that's things coming up. Is there anything, and I don't have a date on that event yet.
I don't know. I'm going to do a little more research into Blue Bean. Well, I mean, I know about Blue Bean, but I'm going to get the, you know, maybe something maybe coming soon.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll get together again and see if we can maybe give you some bad advice.
I don't know if I want to do any research or I just want to have my mind blown.
Oh, yeah, I'll do the research. You don't worry about it. I got that.
I kind of like those better.
It's kind of like the Black Knight Satellite, man.
See, I'm not with that either.
Oh, dude. Satellite comes around. They say it's like surveillance. Supposedly, it's been in the sky for, you know, forever, basically. Just surveilling us.
What are they doing that for? We got phones.
I don't know, man. It's, you know, the crazy.
Do you ever think about
coast
that?
Coast AM.
Is, and I'll say this in closing, I don't know if you have anything else you want to add, or I'm hijacking you so you can.
No, you're good, buddy.
Will your phone? Check this out. And sorry, what I'm about to do to you is, hey, Siri. Oh, it woke up. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
How did that thing know I was talking to it?
Because it's sitting here listening to us.
It's like, okay, it's only listening for that one key word. You believe that?
Not one bit.
Do you? No. How's it going to know that key? It's just
just listening for that.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Let me say it. Hey, Siri.
Like, no.
See, it knows your voice.
That could be it. Yeah, it probably is. I've set it up and tinkered with it. Face recognition.
I like it.
You know,
I
don't mind it, but like people, why? Like with the microchip, with the virus thing, is like they don't need that, dude. They already know where you are at all times.
We already have the RFID chip in our phone.
Yes. You ever get on Wi-Fi?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You get on somebody's Wi-Fi, boom, traced. You've been
ping,
there.
Ping.
Cause,
ping.
And plus, if you've ever been on somebody's Wi-Fi, I don't know if I want to give out this, like, creepy thing. Okay, never mind, I won't do it. It's about to creep y'all out.
Yeah. Pan.
Not in closing. But the main thing is, like, even if you turn location off.
Pan.
They already know.
RFID chips. There's no way. Once you get that phone in your pocket, man, there's no way to turn it off. You're already welcome the machine when you buy that phone.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's
so it, like I had
that,
a
that, that, so with that Black Knight satellite or whatever you called it is what do they even need that for? I mean they're already listening to us.
No, it's extraterrestrial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's extraterrestrial. It's not of our world, supposedly.
Oh, well, I'm down for those talks.
Yeah, I don't care anything about what they're doing to us. We welcomed the machine years ago.
Yeah.
September 12, 2001, we welcomed the machine.
Oh.
I think that'll do it.
I just think about it. What was that thing about Epstein?
Oh, yeah. He didn't kill himself.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah. And where is the trial and the list? Yeah, he's dead, but there's still politicians, actors, actresses, and all sorts of important people that still need to be punished for these kids.
Amen and amen. And Twitter, why do you allow child abuse and porn on your feed?
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's the world we live in now, you know? They're shielding this sexual deviancy because we're getting farther and farther away from our slogan. We're getting farther and farther away from what our forefather envisioned. They didn't envision us to be lawless, godless. We're not savages.
I believe in the animal. I believe we need both parts.
Think so? Oh, yeah. There needs to be some savage instinct. But that's all it needs to be.
Yeah.
An instinct.
But that, and that's, and here's my thing, man. And this, I want this, we might jump into another rabbit hole real quick. I don't know. We're trying
to close. Yeah, we're trying to close.
Is, matter of fact, I lost my train of thought.
Damn it. Come back. All right, so.
Yeah.
We need crickets.
Just give them a minute, they'll be here. I'll have my band, Bullfrogs and Locusts, coming.
Yeah.
It was about, like, people in general. Is, oh.
We're forgetting our values.
That's my thing, is,
we're forgetting, not just values, man. We're forgetting how to be human to other humans.
I'll break bread with you. All right, check this out. Is, let's say you write a post or you tweet something or you say something that rubs me the wrong way or that I believe is wrong. Or especially if it's on something on social media, let's just say that you're a public figure and like it could fire a lot of people up in a negative way. And you delete it. I'm willing to break bread with you because you realize what you did was wrong, and I'll forgive you for it. Now, with anything that anyone has done in their past, I'll break bread with you if you're willing to admit it was wrong.
Yeah.
I'll forgive you. Yeah. I'll break bread with you. So, like, that is my thing. But until, like, you, and I'm not the one to, like, point the finger and judge you.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to do that. But I can't break bread with you.
No.
Until you do that.
Well, that's another parable, too, you know. What happened to, you know, shaking hands and looking in the eye? You know, I know we don't shake hands anymore. It's fist bumps and whatnot.
I'm partial with a hug, man, now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Give me one of them old things.
You know, we stopped making eye contact. We stopped having honor,
yeah, you're right,
in our word.
Yeah. I mean, what is a man's worth right now?
Nothing. Nothing right now.
I mean, but like, think about our word, or at least they find us entertaining, is like, our word must be worth something to whoever's listening.
Yeah, something. Or at least you're like, what are these idiots talking about now?
That's probably more of what it is.
That's it. But man, no, I think, like we were talking about in the very beginning, you know, words have power. And if we don't use the power in the words, all communication is lost.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary, man, is we're getting disconnected from our fellows.
Well, that's what it's done.
That's what was done to us.
That's the danger of a lockdown. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of horrible videos just in the Twitterverse of like just a lot of mental illness.
Yeah.
And it comes out in public. Yeah. And you know why these people were locked in their apartments or in their homes? And
they couldn't have their small burst in public.
Yeah. And I saw it in Tuscaloosa personally, man. This was back when bars first opened back up. This is a while ago. Went out with a friend I hadn't seen in a long time. We went and grabbed some pizza. We had a few drinks, set out on the patio. Okay, down the strip, a dude and this other guy and a dog is rushing out of this bar. And the guy, the owner of the dog, is wanting to fight the other guy because he stepped on the dog's foot and he didn't apologize to the dog.
Are you serious? That's intense.
And they fought. Over that.
Because people forgot how to treat folks.
That's what I'm saying. They lived on social media, and you know, it was...
People forgot how to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, you forgot a simple concept of... I bet you won't say that to my face, you know?
Yeah. People forget that them keyboards can't punch you in the mouth, but that person can.
And I mean, like... There's been an escalation of violence throughout the nation over the past couple of months.
Because we were locked down.
I mean, that goes back to that primal, savage,
lizard brain
animal. If you back a dog into a corner, what's it going to do?
Oh, it's going to fight his way out. Going to die trying.
When you take away someone's livelihood and lock them up and don't give them enough money to feed theirs or feed themselves, what's that do?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm willing to break bread with them, man. Any of the, you know, if you were involved with any of that, destroying businesses and, like, people's lives, especially private businesses, that's a little much for me.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to break bread with you on that, too.
Yeah, because, you know, they thought they were fighting for their cause that was right.
That's right.
In their mind, they were fighting for the right side. But you can go deeper with that.
I'm not saying wrong or right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm willing to forgive it.
Yeah. Sympathize.
Yeah, that's it. Sympathize. I can have some compassion.
Yeah. We need that. We need more people to have that now. Because, dude, we all struggled. We all went through the same thing, basically. You know, whether it be we lost our job or didn't, or... We all struggled through the pandemic, whether we couldn't do the things we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Or...
We all had something taken from us. Importantly, we may have lost somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, people did die.
People did die. Lots of people. 1% of the planet. That's 9 billion people, or 9 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So, guys, we all in this together.
We all in this together, and nobody gets out alive. Bill Hicks.
And that is absolutely true. We are out of here.
Later. Peace.
Hey, news and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask you to rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. It helps a lot with people finding the show that don't already know it. And what's better than that is you telling your buddy about it, just sharing it with them. Thank you so much. We do have a party coming up at the house, May 8th. If you want to go, you can contact me. It's not an exclusive event. If you want to come, you can come. Eat some crawfish. Hear some music. I'm going to play. I don't know who all is going to make it up, but we're going to have a good round of musicians, I hope. And it's going to be fun. But in Birmingham, The Blips are playing. Might try to do that too. Might shut things down early at the house and lead the convoy over the convoy over there to see them. I don't know. But here's the Blips. I'm out of here.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.